you're about to engage in. But if it's already besoch a seder of asiya, it's niskan this way in a seder of brachos, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. It has to be niskan this way. That's what makes the point, the Miri. The shofar was niskan in the brachos. This has a takana of these brachos too. By the way, he happens to hold that you can say the brachos without Kriya Shema. But you know, this is the takana of Mitzvah Shleimus. It's not Ma'akev, if he holds. Because if a guy didn't know how to say Kriya Shema and he only knew the brachos, he should do that. But certainly, because this bracha is not found anywhere. It's not found anywhere. Yeah, so what's the question over here? Can you say bracha that's not found anywhere? What's the question? I mean, this issue comes up in a few places in the postgame, right? To say a bracha that's not found anywhere in Shas, right? Like Shana the Matbea. Yeah. Okay. So on this question, I heard from my father once that that the question is, what is the, you need a matir to say a bracha, right? You can't just say a bracha. You need a matir to say a bracha. So the arguing question is, what's the matir over here to say a bracha? Is the matir the mitzvah itself? In other words, the chiyuv mitzvah, like you're saying, the chiyuv mitzvah. In general, whenever there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha. So it's true they didn't think about people doing this mitzvah like this, right? Kriya Shema was instituted with its brachos, and the way the brachos were set up, it was would be done later, bismana. But if a person doesn't, he has a tzarach bracha. So that itself is a matir to make a bracha, right? Or do you say there's no matir? The only matir to make a bracha is that it's al pi chazal, it's al pi the takana of the chachamim. You need takanas chachamim. It can't be your bracha. It has to be a takanas chachamim. You have no right to institute to make your own bracha at all. It's only because of the chachamim that you have the right to make the bracha. So if that's the case, if there's no bracha that they ever formulated like this, there's no Kiddush Kanzer. Right? That's Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. I mean, all the brachas are from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. They were maskim, they had a right, and they formulated everything. But that was it. Those are the only formulations you could have. Yeah, so then he says, Rabbi Yonah held, not like the Gaonim, that you can't make up your own bracha. There's no mitzvah, there's no takanas bracha of Asher Kishon Tzvanu al Kriya Shema, you can't make it up. But he held that what? That you can take another bracha that's already in existence. Right, you can take another bracha that's already in existence. Even though they didn't say to use Avarabba as a Birkas HaMitzvah, really, it's part of the separate chi of brachos. It's part of the separate chi of brachos that you already yotze. Right, Avarabba is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, because if it was a Birkas HaMitzvah, how could you say it earlier? Right, it's definitely its own inyan of Torah. The only thing is, he's saying, the Gemara says, that since it contains a shevach on Torah, it'll function as a birkas mitzvah on Talmud Torah. As the Gemara says, if you got up early to learn and you already said Kriya Shema, so then you don't have to say birkas of Torah anymore. All right, it's machlokas book, but I think we hold you have to learn immediately after you daven. In order for it to go on Talmud Torah, it's not like a Birkas HaTorah essentially, which intrinsically goes on Torah. It's only if you have in mind and you actually mitzayif it to a liman. It has to be chal on an actual heftza of liman right after the davening. But anyway, his main point is that what. That it is a tzura, it is a tzuras bracha that's niskana. It is a tzuras of bracha. You're not fashioning your own bracha, right? And what? And it has and with it, the Gemara says you can be mekayim. You can use it as a birka. It does function as a birka. It can function. You see, Chazal, it could function as a birka mitzvah. Birka mitzvah in Torah in general. And yeah, there's no reason why it can't function as a birka mitzvah and on the mitzvah of Kriyas Parshas to Kriyas Parshas Shema. It's an interesting idea. As a birka mitzvah on the Kriya of the Parsha of Shema.
Not necessarily
Kriyas HaPsukim. Now, is he saying that if it can work on Psukim in general, it can certainly work on the thing that it's Niskana Etzla as a Birkas HaMitzvah? But what's the idea? I mean, what kind of a Birkas HaMitzvah is it? It's not, I mean, in general, that's the other Sugya. That's the other Sugya. How does it work as a Birkas HaMitzvah in general? He doesn't say a Sheikh Shem Sos Sivana, right? So apparently he's learning that what? That the ikkar of a birkas mitzvah is a shevach on the mitzvah. Shirk Hashem mitzvah of Zivanu is the full shevach, because it mentions Kedusha. But that's not ma'akev. It just has to be have a shevach on the bracha itself. I mean, the Ram has it like a birkas, it's like a birkas on Enon, he seems to imply, right? Puts together, just like the brachas on peras, there's also brachas on mitzvahs. Of course, Bishlei Musa would be better. Sheikh Shem Sosef Sivano. Buddy holds that you have no right to be misake in a new Tzuras Bracha. The Tzorach of the Mitzvah is not enough to be misake in a new Tzuras Bracha. But it's interesting. It's somewhat of a half measure, right? Because he's not saying that unless Chazal said make this bracha in this situation, you can't do it. They never said to do this. They never said to repeat. They never said to use Ava Rava as a. But he does say that they do hold it can work. And they did institute the Tzura. So you have a need over here. As he's saying you don't need Takanas Chachamim for the Amiras bracha. But you need it for the tikkun bracha, right? There's no such thing as being misakin in the bracha. Yeah, so what's the birkas mitzvah in the morning? That's a good question. That's interesting. I saw the Meiri yesterday. He says, there's no birkas mitzvah in the morning. But he says, there's no need for it. If it's mesukan besoch brachos, there's no need for birkas mitzvah. He says it's just like shofar. He says if you blow shofar alone, you have to make a bracha. But if you do shofar in tefillah, there's no bracha because it's besoch brachos itself. So what's that idea? As he wants to say, it's just like shofar. So the shofar. Apparently they were misaking the bracha for shofar, but he's saying if a person didn't blow shofar first, he just did it in the tefillah, there'd be no need for a birkas mitzvah. There'd be no need for a birkas mitzvah. So I mean, plain pshat, simple pshat is this is. There's always a question of what's the purpose of a birkas mitzvah. But this seems to indicate that the function of a birkas mitzvah is kavana on the asiya, is that you should have a hachana before you do a mitzvah. You shouldn't just jump into a mitzvah. You need to realize what you're doing first. Whether mitzvah srichas kavan or not, everyone agrees that the purpose of doing a mitzvah is not the maisa per se, but it's the hisaskus of the gavro. So a bracha engages the mind right away, and it lays the foundation for the asiyah to be fruitful, and to engage the mind as well. But if it's besoch an inyan of brachos already, it's not a regular asiyah anyway. You're not coming into it. In other words, you shouldn't approach a mitzvah as just a stam asiyah. So the shevach sets your mind to understand what you're about to engage in. But if it's already besoch a seder of asiyah, it's niskan this way in a seder of brachos, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. It has to be niskan this way. That's what makes the point, the Miri. The shofar was niskan in the brachos. This has a takana of these brachos too. By the way, he happens to hold that you can say the brachos without Kriyat Shema. But you know, this is the takana of Mitzvah Shleimus. It's not ma'ake if he holds. Because if a guy didn't know how to say Kriyat Shema and he only knew the brachos, he should do that. But certainly, this is the tikkun bracha. It's just it's not makif yolz. Anyhow, that's what. Now this way of learning is that the ikkar is not the shevach but the achanas lagavra. That's why some people are against the hinini muchans. You ever see those hinini muchan and mezuman l'kaim and mitzvah zu daily yachid, all that stuff, right? So he says, no, I think it's the I can't remember Yoch HaShulchan or the No Debuta. He said, no, that's what a bracha is. You know, I think it's No Debuta. He was against all that. Right? No Debuta was against that. He says, you don't need to do that. That's what you have a Birkas HaMitzvah. This is a Birkas HaMitzvah. You don't need to do a Hinni Muchan and Mezuman before you do a mitzvah that has a bracha that's going to precede it. He held the bracha. That's what the bracha does. Now you're being Mosif on the Takanas Chacham. Alright, let's go a little right there. So now it comes down to his main question, right? The big problem. The big problem is what? What did we skip? Oh yeah, one more problem. Brachos Smuchel Chavita. Yeah, let's skip that. The main question: how can you be yotzei the brachos before Kriyat Shema, right? How can you be yotzei the brachos if it's not laila for Kriyat Shema? How can you be yotzei Yehovah's brachos? So this is where he has a strange answer. Though what? Even though it's not really laila, they say it's not laila mamish because the kochavim didn't come out. Nonetheless, since the sun went down. And it's Laila for Arvis. Yeah, and it's Laila for Arvis. Kidul Akoman. By the way, when is it Laila for Arvis going to him? He holds Shvershkia. He holds Shvershkia. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah later in the fourth parak. He also goes by Forshkia. Shvershkia. Fourth parak, Shvershkia, sorry. He says Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So he says it's from Shkiyas HaChama because it's not Zman Zrikas Dam, right? Yeah. Anyhow, so go ahead. So it's Zman Laila like the Chachamim, correct? Zman Laila like the for the point of Chachamim for Tfilah. So therefore, Dainina Laila LeKriyas HaBrachos. Okay, and you can say Golel Or Mnei Choshech, the Choshech Mnei Or, Kevin Shishok Uchama. Vein Yochel Estal Tfilos HaMinchum, Misham Veilach, Kinvin Lumer, Perak Tfilos HaShacha. So, the ones that have to do with Or, you can already say Golel Or, because the sun, the main source of Or, is gone. But he keeps flipping back, right? But what's he flipping between the astronomical and the mincha? He has two reasons, right? He puts two reasons in there. It's Laila for Arvis. It's like a double-layered reasoning. First of all, it's Laila in terms of Arvis. So we can call it Laila for the brachos. And the nusach is appropriate. Because there is an inyan of Golel Or. Apparently he would disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Even if he held like Rabbi Yehuda that Laila starts that you can say Arvis at Plag, you wouldn't be able to say Gol El Or. Right? What does he mean again? Since the sun set, and you can't say Mincha. Why does he have the Mincha problem with it? And Avas Olam is not a problem at all. That's not a problem at all. Because that doesn't have anything to do with night and day. And Gol Yisrael, that's the strange one. Gol Yisrael, he says, you can say, why? Because that has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was at night. But since we don't learn Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, we only learn it from a ribuy of kol. Kol Yimei Chayecha. It doesn't say Laila. It's only from a ribuy of kol. And then it's enough to say it that you don't need Laila Mamish. Again, it's enough that it's Laila in Arvis. Right? It's Laila in Arvis. It's also enough to say it's his brand. Yeah. So I mean, this Rabbeinu Yonah, these problems is what the Rav Shir on Yom V'Laila starts out with. This problem, this Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shir that we did on the Shkia and the Banish Mashos, these are the problems that he starts out with, and that's what he wants to say. He wants to say that that these brachos don't need the Laila of Tzeis. They only need the Laila of the Chal Hashem Laila. Right? Now, these are mitzvos that go by Yom V'Laila in terms of a Chal Hashem of Laila. So Shkia is when you have the Shem Laila. You only need Chosha, you only need the Tzeis for the Yomim that precede the idea of the Laila that precedes Yom. Remember that the Seder. But he wants to say that that's his answer on this problem. And then he wants to say these brachos are just on the phenomenon of Laila. So once you have Shkia, you learn that from that whole parsha of Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sechama, and that Bo Hashem Shvatoyah, that also give it there. He wants to say that that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning. That Laila, the Bein HaShmashos is not a suffix man. Right? It really is Laila in terms of the Shem Laila. But if you have to be Don in an Indian of, is it Tesvav or is it Yudalid, then you need the Choshech. Right? And so those are other Inyonim, you need Choshech. But over here, you only need the Shem Laila. And that's what he's saying from the Reboy. The Reboy is saying you only need one Shem Laila. That's the way he wants to answer all these problems. He's going through the text of the bracha to show you that there's nothing in the text that indicates a specific phenomenon of Laila. It's just a shame Laila. Okay. All right, let's go on. Let's take the last shita. Just I want to get through all the shitas over here. What else? So what does he say to do in the end? What does he say to do in the end? What? He says, Hilkach, Kori Kriyashma Beis HaKnesses, right? Is that where it picks up again? So you should read Kriyashma and Shul. Im Atzibur Birko Seho, Mespal Limohem, Veino Kori Bechavon, Elotze Sidecho, Vas Kriyashma. Ela Brachos, Vatzfila Bilvad. So why does he say specifically to have Kavona, to be Kori without Kavona? Right, so that's one possibility is you worry that you'll be yotze the other shittas. But it's funny, he never mentions any of the shittas. Unless he's saying dafka, you should have kavana not to be yotze so you don't forget. I'm just telling you practically, I'm not sure. Go ahead. And then what do you do? And then when you come home, after tzeis ha-kochavim, before you eat, you should say kriya shma kula. He does seem to hold that Chatchila is best to say Kula. Or two Parshios, which have Olmoch HaShemayim and all Mitzvos, and say Avas Olam before. Right? even though you're not saying all the brachos, no problem, because the brachos ain't on ma'akvos. Means, like we said before, earlier on, there's a full kiyum of the Kriyashma of Birkosea. But you can't have it. That's it. And it's not makiv the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And then after you eat, you do again hamapio. Fine. Next. Now, Rabbeinu Haigon has a different solution. What does he say? He has a b'derech acheres that what? You should be mespala with the tzibur in shul. And do what? And say kriyashma just like kriyas psukim. Only to be mekayim tefillah b'soch divrei Torah. Right? V'lo yikari habrachos. It's interesting. You should not say the brachos. Gam lo yana amin b'kavon alos yisidei chova. Everybody else's brother. No, he's talking about a case where this is what they would do. This was a shayla they asked him. Everybody, this is what everybody does. What should I do? And he said, if you can't stop them, this is what you should do. Something like that. Yeah, so why should you not? Why should you say he seems to be worried about being yotzei to the bracha, right? Elim yirtze laomra im hakol b'lo chasima b'lo psicha rishus biyado. You can do that. And then after Yitzhak Kochavim, you should read it in Birkosea. In other words, he wants you to be Yotzei. He wants you to have the full Kiyum Kriyashma of Birkosea. That's what he wants. That was his Eitza. Saying it's better to have the full Kiyum of Kriyashma of Birkosea later. So you have to make sure not to say Amen. To be Yotzei, Yidei Chovaso. Or this, if you ever go to Sfarik Shul, they read the whole thing out loud. Who's here, right? Everything out loud?
Everything.
And what do the people do? They say it too?
Yeah.
But it's possible to listen and just say Amen. So you're saying, you're not saying it, but you can hear the shot say the whole thing out loud. Don't say Amen with Kavanah to be Yotzei. And even without Pishin HaSomech Hulot Tefillah, see, that's what you're going to give up with his method. You're not going to have Smichas Hulot Tefillah. Because you're not saying any bracha. Sherry Mispalel Tchilah V'Kari Kriyash Ma'achakach in Berkoseh L'Kavanah Schova. Here's a good endorsement for Tefillah B'Tzibur, guys. Tefillah B'Tzibur. Raila Dovah, Midrim Lakom, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Klomer Kodem, Shkiyas Achama, Ubevada Lohi Akori Kriya Shema Bo Shoah, Kevish Lo Yotzi Lo Kochov, Nimsh Lohi Asomach Lo Tfilo, Afilach Lo Choshesh, Kevish Lo Yosikim, Le Mitzvah Kavo Shabbos, Mido Yom, Losef Mechol Lo Kosh, Shu Mitzvah Gedol Lo, Chanam, Epishin Asomach Lo Tfilo, Kevish Spel Mitzvah Mutter. So that's the Shita. The Shita is that Smichas Gul Lo Tfilo could be, is Nintche for a Mitzvah. It's nidcha for a mitzvah by Marv. Certainly by Marv, because all Marv is rishus essentially. So he says, if there's a mitzvah, there's normally you have to be somech lulu tefila. But for a kiyum of a mitzvah, you don't have to. So that's how Rav davened Shabbos on Erev Shabbos davened early. He wasn't somech lulu tefila, but he was mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos of Tosefah Shabbos. So to here he's saying you want to be. You want to have the kiyum of tefillah b'tzibur, so you have a right to break up the smicha school of tefillah. But he basically saying you have no right, right? You don't have a right to set it up in a way that you're not going to get mitzvahs kriyashma b'shleimusa b'birkoseha. That he holds you cannot do. You want to have tefillah and Torah and you want to do tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, so don't do the chasimus, don't do the psichas of the chasimus of brachos. You can say the parashas of Kriyashma, but you can't forfeit the mitzvah lechatchila of Kriyashma of brachos. You're not gonna have tefillah. You're not gonna be somech gul tefillah. That you can do, because if you would be somech gul tefillah, you do biyachid. So now, because the tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah, you have a right to not be somech gul tefillah. I'm just not sure. Now, there is one more complication in terms of the way they did it versus the way we do it, and that is that all of these shitas seem to express the idea that once the Zman Mincha is over, the Zman Ma'ariv starts immediately. Right? That doesn't seem to be an issue. When you daven Ma'ariv seems to be, everybody seems to agree, once Mincha is over, in other words, let's say Shkia, according to Rabbi Yonah. Once Shkia hits, it's the end of Zman Mincha, and it's right away is Zman Ma'ariv. But I don't know, the Rav mentions in that Shir of Yom V'Layla that the Gra and the Shagas Aryeh knocked that out. I don't know, they knocked that one out. And they held that you can't daven Ma'ariv until Layla. So even though Zman Mincha is over at Shkia, you can't daven Ma'ariv until Layla. That's a separate problem. That's a different problem. That's not a problem that they were dealing with. They seem to be, nobody seemed to think you were davening Ma'ariv in the wrong time. When they say they're makel because it's Tefillah, they meant to say they'll be makel to read the Parshios early, to read Kriya Shema Birkos Seah early in order to get a kiyum of Tefillah. But they didn't mean that you're going to be makel on the on the Zman of Tefillah. Except for Rabbeinu Tam, well, that you could do a tired disaster. But the problem is if you hold like the Gra, that's why we wait between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Because he held that the Zman Mincha goes until Shkia. But since because they stopped the Zrika at Shkia, but Arva starts at Laila, so Banish Marsh is a suffix. It's funny, you look in the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber keeps saying Kedavim Ma'ariv at Laila, and the Mishnah Berurah keeps putting in the Mechaber keeps making it seem like Kedavim Ma'ariv right after Mincha, and the Mishnah Berurah keeps putting in, no, he doesn't mean that, he definitely means after Banish Mashas. But I'm not sure how the Mishnah Berurah knows that. I gotta take a look at one, because certainly the Yishonim seem to hold. I mean, the Meiri says it openly, so he says it openly right after Shkia Kedavim Ma'ariv. Because it's mashra away from the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is mashra. The Gemara is mashra right after the Zman Arvis is after the Zman Mincha. Right? If Mincha is up to Shkia, so why can't you have Ma'ariv immediately after Mincha? So that's what the Rav wants to say. He wants to explain that the Gra held that you can't daven after Shkia. You can't daven Mincha after Shkia because of the suffix. In other words, they didn't do Zrika after Shkia because it was that time was a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So even though practically they stopped Zrika at Mincha, that was because they had a Suffolk of Yom Laila. And Tefillah is Niskan in terms, this is what we were saying originally, Tefillah is Niskan in terms of Yom Laila. Alright, anyway, that's a very quick Shkia. I mean, but the Gra is a very quick Banish Mashas. Three quarters of a mil. He doesn't know from the second sase, right? He doesn't know from the second. The second sase is night. That's just an inyan of the rakia.